This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who's Huxley is on the way, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Two from our question on the side. Hustle guys made a few extra bucks from friends and family for creating items made from reclaimed fence boards or pallets. Also worked for a buddy installing RGB LED lights, designs he made from his plasma cutter. Had a few handy van home repairs to folks who didn't know how to do things. And jack of all trades, master of none. Love you guys. That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Hello, guys. For 4 years, I drove up, much like Wade, I drove for, well, a little different, an escort service. Started as a side hustle, then it became my regular gig. Definitely the best job I've had. And I left with a bunch of stories to tell. That from Big Pun in Kennewick. The guy that I saw picking up escorts had that big-ass $160,000 Mercedes Safari-looking. I think they come in like two or three different sizes. He had the big one.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Oh, you know, around town.
Very close to here. There were clearly some...
You talking about a G-Wagon?
Yes.
Or the Sprinter van?
The G-Wagon. Not the Sprinter van.
But, these chicks, they... Basically, we walked outside to smoke, and as soon as we saw them, like, they are prostitutes. Mm-hmm. But we're talking super high dollar prostitutes.
But that's the thing. You wouldn't know. Like, you don't know about those services.
Oh, I know.
I said, I lived at Belltown.
Oh, right next to the...
Yeah, and it shocked me when they busted that brothel, and then, like, even, like, remember the one hockey player during the playoffs from another team got in troubles? He, like, did something bad to the hooker or the... escort or whatever, like there are some that are on that level where, like, yeah, they're only gonna be like,
right, yeah,
they're exactly where you think they were. And we realized, like, you need to make a lot of money to even know how to get.
We used to have a listener that was one.
Oh, really?
We were meeting her, pain in the grass. It was just like, Jesus Christ, you're hot. Wow, and she, I was like, what do you do?
I got back in elementary school. I was well known throughout the school with other kids for having ink pens of all colors and brands. Because ink pens of any kind were strictly prohibited at the school, I eventually became the primary source and supplier of pens. Red, blue, green. Shaped like dolphins and Disney princesses. How did I acquire these, you might ask? I stole them from local stores, of course. Never got caught, be it in the stores or in the school. I charged $5 per pen and made over $5,000 through 3 years.
Damn!
Even sold into the seventh grade. To the seventh grade teacher once. Cheers, guys. That from Alex the Furry. Back in the early 90s, I worked for a truck tire warehouse. Went to my boss one morning after being a loyal employee for over 5 years, asked for a raise. He simply told me I could work more hours if I wanted.
I was already working 6-7 days a week, no less than 12 each day. When they made me in charge of the inventory is when I started cooking the books. I was selling 10 tires a month for about $2,000 cash. Did that for about 5 more years before I quit and moved on. Not a bad living for someone only making $35,000 a year. Name withheld. As we move on to the birthdays, Ola Bacholas, today is our 9th wedding anniversary. My husband drives a dump truck and listens to you guys every day.
Cool.
Not Lord. Hey, we don't do anniversary.
I mean, congratulations on 9.
Yeah, it's pretty big deal.
Good on you.
Yeah. Now we're on to the birthdays. Gentlemen, I'd like to wish my son Leo a happy first birthday. Can I get a little kid face sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and some Coach Ted motivation on taking those first steps? Thanks, guys. That's from Tim, Kelly, and from Olive.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
All right, Leo. First of all, you got to live up to your name, son. Lions are named Leo and Leonardo DiCaprio. I'll explain that to you on your 18th birthday. Second of all, you can't understand a bunch of what I'm saying right now, but somebody in that home has bought you this little device. You want to put your hands on it. You can start walking around on that like Grandma does with her walker. All right, we're going to keep using that, using it. Before you know it, we'll be taking steps. One by one by the other one. Maybe two at a time. And also, Leo, you can't say how bad it hurts, so go ahead and cry when you fall.
Well, you're not that tall. You're not falling as far. I do remember those walkers, man. My one kid, she only could go backwards. She just pushed with her heels. I thought, man, this kid's never going to learn to walk. She never goes forward. She's just backs into everything.
Yeah, it's just wild. My friends, what's baby Lou? I don't know. She's only a little over, like, sometime between 1 and 2.
All right.
Like, I just hadn't seen her in, like, maybe 2 months. And then I show up, and here she comes zipping around the corner, holding on to one of those things. And I was like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yep. Guys, today my main man, Max, turned 17. Awesome prime number. My youngest and last spawn has requested that the medium-level dirty Germans give him advice on learning to drive in Western Washington. We all listen all we can and forever love the show. Much regards to the Army tanker with broken fingers, Captain Mulhauser. Captain, we still don't do dirty Germans until you're 18. So, Coach Ted, could you give his son Max some advice on maybe driving in Western Washington?
Huh. I mean, listen, wherever you drive, you got to stay alert. What is it, Max?
Yeah,
you got to stay alert, Max, but especially in Western Washington. If you're in the city, people might need to turn. They will just stop. They don't care. If you're on the highway, watch out for people camping in the left lane. You'll see signs that say don't do it. They will. And then also, if you're coming into the city, watch out for those jackasses that wait till the last second to get out of the exit lane for Mercer. It's a personal one for Coach.
Guys,
I know you're going
to
try to do it. I ain't letting you over.
Yeah.
Right? Because, Coach likes that right lane, too, but he's smart enough to get over before the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I've been listening to Men's Room every day for 6 or 7 years now. I was living in San Jose at the time. The show came on randomly after the San Jose Sharks broadcast on 98.5 ended. I found myself laughing so uncontrollably after hearing the Dirty Germans for the first time, I had to pull over, and I've been hooked ever since. Thank you guys for all the laughs. Today marks my 34th rotation. For my birthday, I would love a Your Penis Is Too Small, a Cut That Bitch Off, and the Captain talking about what it would be like if the Ted Smith were to find himself marooned on the SS Guppy during a food mascot party. You guys are the best. Sincerely, that from Michael in Jamestown, New York.
Cut that bitch off. Next call.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, it's funny asking about Ted and the old SS Guppy. We extended the invitation once, and he can't come back. You see, he showed up with all of his sports mascot friends, and let's just say Donald Duck likes his gin. So when he spotted the Oregon Duck, they exchanged words. Very heated words. One thing left to another, and while Ted will not admit this, I'm pretty sure he's the one to hit Tony the Tiger in the back of the head with a pool cue. We'll never know. Crunch bangs.
But tell us what I said to
happy. Surprise, the fanatic didn't get dirty.
Want to send a happy 43rd birthday to my amazing husband, Matt. I love you, babe. From Allie, give him a fish sandwich. And oh, look out. And the dirty Germans talking about being an audio engineer. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, well, you're an audio engineer. I don't concentrate on the Audi. I only concentrate on the O.
Yes, I always wondered, what's the audio engineer? You do that for your all day long. When you get home, do you watch your porn on mute?
Yeah.
Because I like it loud.
An audio engineer, yes. Keep your white Reeboks on.
I'm assuming, right?
Almost every audio engineer that I've known in radio.
I feel like you have white to be Reebok. The chief engineer.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to be the chief to wear the white Reebok.
Yeah, I feel like audio engineer, he could be working in like a cool studio or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He might go to a dead show.
Like record an actual band or something.
He might also be wearing white Reeboks.
Dwight still is.
I'd like to wish my badass husband, John, a happy 45th birthday. We love him very much and appreciate all he does for our family. How about a fart or two? Well, what was that, bro? And the dirty Germans talking about playing with metal. Thanks, guys. From his wife, Melissa.
Oh, my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but the last time that I played with metal, let's just say the Tin Man was very happy.
Yeah, so the weird thing was he kept asking me for a squirt of water. Lube him up, he would say, Mike. It's very awkward for me too, man.
All right, guys.
Sorry.
Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bitchy. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less? See the thrill. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. But it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and we'll be in Texas. We'll go across the ocean to Taiwan and then come back to Minnesota. But let us start in Texas, San Antonio, where they say you can't take it with you. But a local apartment complex says that you better pay up before you die. You see, it sent a bill to the family of one of its former tenants, charging her for breaking her lease when she died. Now, the women's children, they received a bill from the apartment complex for $15,676 and a collection notice, despite a Texas law that says the family members can cancel a lease if a loved one passes away. That's very big of Texas to do that. But 91-year-old Sandra Bonilla, she died in late June, and she was buried next to her husband. For more than 10 years, she lived at the Lodge at Shavano Park Apartments. At the time of her death, she had almost a year left on her two-year lease. Now, David Naderman, that's the woman's son, he said, quote, "We went to the apartment complex, spoke to the leasing manager, and he told us that he would use the security deposit towards the cleaning and turning over the apartment and that they would terminate the lease. But later, the family received the bill for $14,368 in accelerated rent and then $1,117 for the lease break fee. It even states the reason for her move out is because she died." Now, Bonilla's son said they sent the termination notice, but they still received a collection letter threatening to report the debt to a credit bureau or file legal action. For now, the family's just waiting to see if the apartment complex follows through. So again, your mom at the age of 91 dies. But to get out of her two-year lease, where she still had a year left, they charged the family over $15,000. Because she died, you see, and broke the lease. Now we go to Taiwan. A Taiwan court sentenced a man to 3 months in prison for invading his adulterous wife's privacy by installing hidden cameras around his own home. You see, the man, surnamed Fan, he managed to land himself behind bars for daring to expose his wife's cheating by installing cameras around their home. The couple had been married for several years. They had two young children back in 2022, and that's when Mr. Fan began suspecting that his spouse was having an affair. So he installed a camera under the piano in the living room and another one next to the computer in the master bedroom. Well, about 2 weeks later, the cameras, they in fact caught Fan's wife and a mystery man having intimate relations in the family home. Footage that the husband later used as grounds for a divorce. Okay. Well, in February of that year, Fan invited his wife and her lawyer to divorce negotiations, but they were unable to reach an agreement, so Fan filed a civil lawsuit against his spouse for civil damages. Little did he know that his wife had an ace up her sleeve. The woman went to a local police station and accused her husband of invading her privacy by installing hidden cameras around their home without her consent. Fan's wife eventually filed a lawsuit against him, and his excuse of having installed the cameras out of worry for his children, who often complained that their mother spent an unusually long time in the bathroom, but it didn't sit really well with the judge. At the end of last year, the court sentenced Mr. Fan to 3 years in prison for secretly filming other people's private activities without their consent and without a valid reason, in spite of the fact that the reason he gave proved to be true. Anyway, he appealed the decision, but the high court rejected his appeal, upheld the original verdict. He now has to spend, 3 months behind bars.
3 months.
3 months for catching his wife cheating in his own home. And now we go to Minnesota, where, as they say, a good wedding photographer knows how to stay out of the way but still catch the most intimate moments. This one might be a little too intimate. You see, a 30-year-old wedding photographer in Minnesota is facing charges for filming the bride naked while she was getting ready in her bridal suite. He set up a hidden camera that recorded her in her underwear with her top exposed. Police were able to identify the 27-year-old bride, who watched the footage and confirmed that it was her. Now, the wedding was back in 2020 at a venue about 90 miles south of Minneapolis. Police only found out about it now because the photographer's wife turned his ass in. She gave them a thumb drive that had the video, plus more sexually explicit material on it. They did not elaborate on what the other material is, but it doesn't sound like this was an isolated incident. Anyway, the guy's name is Mitchell Ringness, which is a great last name for a wedding photographer. Too bad he's never going to be hired again. But his website is still up. It promises to provide, quote, timeless yet captivating photos and videos that will do justice to your uniquely perfect love story. Oh. Anyway, he's due in court next week, facing one misdemeanor charge of interfering with privacy. The maximum sentence is a $3,000 fine and 1 year in jail. So those are your stories. We go to San Diego, where a 91-year-old woman, she died, but now the family's being held
liable.
Did
they have to pay for that? They end up paying that $15,000?
They're waiting to see because they said they're going to report them to a credit bureau or file legal action. So now the family's just waiting to see what they're going to do. But either way, that's hanging over their head because their mom died. You have the court in Taiwan put a man in jail for 3 months because they installed cameras in his own home to catch his wife cheating because his wife was, in fact, cheating. And then finally, the wedding photographer who was taking hidden videos of the bride topless.
I mean, the court in Taiwan to me sucks the most.
I don't understand the reason.
It's his own home.
Yeah.
I don't know how it can be illegal for me to set up a camera in my home.
In my own home.
And it's my wife, right? Who? Like, if it's my rental property and I have cameras in there on the inside and I'm looking at other women.
Understood.
Understandable. But it's like, it's my wife. It's our home. Like, in theory, that's just a security measure. It just happens that she's a whore and she got caught.
And even explain that was the reason why I did it.
Right, so I think that sucks the most. I can't decide what sucks the least, though. Like, I'm hoping the apartment people, like, they'll get out of that. They don't have to pay it. Like, I could fathom if it's, like, a mortgage.
A mortgage is different, right?
Yeah, this is an apartment complex.
It's a rental.
Sometimes when you get out of an apartment lease, one way or another, they're going to find any way they can to stick it to you at the end. Whether it's a cleaning fee, whether they say that you damaged something, or whatever your security deposit is. It always seems like on that back end, you're getting effed.
Yeah,
but this is obviously much more excessive. I would just think in this instance,
you would think
that legally this will be cleared, and that one, if that is the case, in my mind, sucks the least.
See, I might go with the wedding photographer. Just because most of those women didn't know, so they still enjoyed their wedding day.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, I mean, if they're out on the internet, obviously that's awful. And that sucks with it. Look, I fathom how bad that is, because now it's always going to be a little bit tainted, no pun intended. But also, the day of the wedding, it's like, she got to enjoy her wedding.
Right. So you didn't find out until after the fact.
Yeah.
And I don't think this guy was putting him online. I mean, I think his wife discovered his thumb drive and was like, come on.
That's insanity, too, man.
Yeah. It is. I don't know which one I think sucks less. The apartment, that one just pisses me off.
Well, yeah. I do know this, like, man. I worked out about a year and a half before I got married, just so I'd feel like, you know, she's working out, I'm working out. If you took a picture of me naked, be like, dude, send me that.
Right.
Probably look better that day than I have in a long time.
I'm going to use this on my personal website.
Keep that just so I can look at it and go, look how I used to look. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Come on, minutes. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mark Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. There's a museum in France that's now allowing nude visitors.
Why?
Because there's a naturism exhibit.
A what?
A naturism exhibition. People going naked.
Is the exhibit?
I guess I'm just like,
I don't know. I could go look.
Yeah.
Seems odd. I could get people, like the exhibit, they're nude in there.
Right. No, it's nude visitors.
No, they do have one requirement.
You do need to wear shoes.
You have to wear shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, nice.
are you nude if you're wearing shoes?
And do you walk up in clothes? I mean, you have to, right? Because that's indecent exposure if you don't. And
right.
So you show up in clothes. Do you, like, really catch a hankering to run into the bathroom and just strip all and then just walk through the museum?
Is it like a coat check where they take your clothes and hang them up for you?
Right. Oh.
Yeah, because you're right. You can't, like, just show up.
Do you
naked.
Just walk in with a trench coat and then just peel
maybe that's
head
the move,
away.
Yeah. I think maybe that's the promo.
Hold right this for me. Thank you.
I'm here for your exhibit.
Look at it in all its glory.
My shoes are down there, dude.
Right. They are Jordan.
Oh, Lordy. There's a hotel chain.
I don't know. That just seems so French.
Get naked and go to the museum.
That is a very French
thing. You want to get naked and head to the museum.
I like to be naked and cultured. All at the same time.
This one is cheeky, no?
Oh. You see what I did there?
Oh, damn it. There's a hotel chain in the UK that's been caught canceling reservations in order to charge people more because it was announced that the Oasis tour would now be coming through those dates.
I saw that.
Yeah, I read that as well. So people had already booked these rooms, all right?
Right.
Then Oasis announces a 14-date tour, whatever city this is in. They realize, ooh, we're going to jack up the prices for the away. So what they told the customers that had already booked a room, there was a, quote, computer glitch.
Uh-huh.
And don't worry, we can rebook your room, but you should just know the rate is now 3 times higher
right
than what you booked it. Mm-hmm. That is such crap.
It is crap.
But, oh, it's a computer glitch. Like, no, it wasn't.
Are they facing any kind of legal ramifications for it, or?
I don't know. I mean, if people pursued it, maybe they would.
Right.
Because you could prove or disprove that there was a quote-unquote glitch.
Right.
That seems wild that, because those shows aren't until next summer.
Right. So I've already booked my trip there because, I don't know, a wedding. Whatever the reason is.
Or you're just going there because you're an international traveler and it's a destination place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would love to go see Oasis.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You're being for real right now.
I love Oasis.
Ted Oasis, okay. Man. All right. Yeah. I did not know that about you.
Oh, yeah. In.
Okay.
100%.
Right on, dude.
Well, if you got 3 times as much as you normally spend on
you
a hotel
can stay
room.
Stay here.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have a friend that's from Dublin. So that would cut some of the costs there.
For sure.
And then I know quite a lovely couple in Cardiff.
Cardiff.
Are they lovely? It's supposed to be beautiful, yeah. They live down there. And
of course it's beautiful. It's Cardiff.
Yeah, it's right there on the beach, the cliffs. Yeah, you guys don't like Oasis?
Not so much.
But I know there's that joke, now here's Wonderwall, but like, god damn, that album. Those are great songs.
Hey,
Nobody said we hate this. Nobody has even attacked Oasis. You're older. It's good out. All right.
Shut up.
Kiss my ass.
I don't even own a record player. Mike does, and Marshawn does. I was on Amazon today. I was like, I'm going to buy some vinyl.
Mike, I'm coming over and listening to Oasis.
Morning Glory.
Yeah, my Morning Jacket's a band.
All right. And then what was the other one? I don't know. There's one out. I just remember.
It's an experience.
It felt like we would just play that CD over and over.
Right.
And I watched this whole thing. They're like the tough dudes, where Blur was kind of the posh band from London.
Sure.
When Oasis came out, like, they're from Manchester. They were like the blue collar man's band and stuff. Like, we all think that all the English are posh. They're not.
Learning something new about you every day, Ted.
I don't know if that's good or bad, the way you said that.
I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Mostly good.
I think it's that shocking that I'm an Oasis guy.
A little shocking.
All right.
Throws me off just a little bit. Just a little bit. A new study found that a compound in citrus fruits could be modified to help fight gum disease.
Mm. Good.
There's a lot of stuff coming out with citrus fruits these days.
Yeah.
Like, well, what else?
Now,
you can play an Oasis record on a lemon.
Come on, Ted, back up your citrus knowledge.
Yeah. Come on, citrus boy.
Some people eat mushrooms that have psilocybin in them.
Yeah.
And it'll upset people's stomach. So that was just a new thing where you add some lime juice or something. It's supposed to.
Okay, it's a good one.
Between that and the Oasis tour, it's a big time for lemons.
A drop of apparently lemon juice in the back of your throat will help cure your hiccups.
Oh, okay.
I've not tried it yet. Miles handed it to me, and I'm like, I haven't had hiccups since. So maybe just you suggesting that this will work is helpful.
But you have to aim it at the exact back of the throat. It can't hit the tongue or nothing like that. It has to splash a little.
Oh,
back.
I know how that is.
Hey,
oh.
Name a better pair than lemon pepper.
Oh, facts, bud. Facts. But am I the only one that read that headline? Citrus fruits, gum disease, wasn't that the whole thing like on ships back in the day that they would really want
it? Scurvy.
Exactly.
Scurvy, yeah.
That's why you call the English limeys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we don't call them that, but you know.
And I understand that there's a slight difference between the two, but it's still mouth health.
Yeah, mouth health.
It is Scurvy mouth Awareness health. Month.
You know what it also is, Ted?
What?
Dude, you totally just set me up. You know what else it is? You're damn right. It's National Hair Loss Awareness Month, and it's almost over. And
Loss Awareness Month.
You're damn right. Are you aware of hair loss, Steve?
Oh, I certainly am.
So am I, Mike. Just on my head.
Miles, are you aware?
No.
Well, let's get aware.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
benefits of shaving your head completely bald.
Yeah.
I saw bald Miles last week. He was dressed like Miles from the shorts to the hoodie he sometimes wears down to the glasses. The only difference, he was bald. And in that moment, I realized Miles would make a decent bald man. I even thought about taking a picture, but I didn't want to be that person. I also won't take pictures of my dog's butthole. Don't read into that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I came outside and VD was like, dude, did you just pass bald Miles? And I was like, no. And he's like, I'm telling you, he looks just like. I said, all right. So I turned around and walked right back in, and he was already gone.
Oh, no.
I know. I really want to see Bald Miles.
Gone to the wind. Where's Bald Miles today? We don't know.
Looking for Bald Miles.
Well, the problem is, my head shape is all messed up.
I just don't think I'm going
to be. That is why we want to see you bald.
Yeah, exactly.
So that we can point at your head and say, what is that?
And Bald Miles is like Bizarro Miles. He plays disc golf.
Right.
So close yet so far.
He doesn't do shots. He just drinks beer.
He's got stuff from REI.
His motivational speeches to troubled youth.
Right?
His pets are normal.
He always says the right thing to make people happy. Oh,
never talks about anybody who just happens to be dead.
If he brings them up, they come back from the grave.
I didn't know they were dead. I just asked how they were doing.
That's right. Oh, God. So these are 10 benefits of shaving your head. They start the list. Shaving years off your appearance. Male pattern baldness affects around 40% of all men by the age of 35 and 50% of males by the time that they reach 50.
I'll tell you another bonus.
Sorta. I mean, you're just announcing, I am old.
You know what? I feel like it's really come around. The bald look is a younger look as well.
I guess. I mean, I don't know, man.
Daunting at first, but then I feel like there's a lot of young guys out there with a shaved head.
There's definitely a lot of young guys with a shaved head, and it looks good on them. But our giveaway is in that little bit of beard and or sideburns or mustache. Like I said, when COVID was going on, I had a mask on. I'm like third in line at Bartell when it was still open here, and I bought that bottle of liquor. And everyone else was buying either cigarettes or liquor, but I need to see your ID. And they pulled down their mask. I need to see your ID. So I get up there. Asked for a bottle of liquor. She hands it to me. She starts ringing it up. I said, do you need my ID? And she's, oh, no, I can see the gray in your beard. I was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bald, too. Last Halloween, was with some friends and their kids trick-or-treating later in the night. I don't know. We didn't have to be to work the next day for some reason. I go to our normal bar.
Yeah.
There's a big brother that works the door there sometimes, but I'm wearing a bear jacket and I have a bear hood on. Nice. So you could just see my face. And he's like, oh, man, I need your ID. And I just put the bear head down. He just sees, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're fine.
You're good, man.
Yeah.
Women will love you.
Yeah. Women like to touch a bald head.
Yeah, they do.
But that's not like women. I bet women like to run their fingers through Miles' hair.
Did like to run their fingers through?
They tussle your hair,
really
Miles.
Just me.
Yeah. Next event, I want some woman to come through there and tussle Miles' hair.
Because I've definitely had women, can I touch your head? I'm like, which one are we talking about?
Yes.
Either way, the answer is yes.
There's cost savings with shaving, they say. And I agree with that one.
Yeah, shampoo.
Oh, I was going to say, this won't make the list. And maybe my family's a little weird, but like, I'll still go to the barbershop sometimes to trim in my beard. But like, just trim it shorter.
Yeah.
And it's always like, you don't really have to make an appointment. They're like, yeah, come on, I'll sneak you in.
I got time for this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's just part of my shower routine.
That's what I do, man.
Just trimming it all down, man. It says, place a spotlight on your best features. A ragged or weather-worn hairstyle can quickly detract from your positive features and other elements of your look. Whether you have wavy locks, voluminous curls, or a luscious head of hair, everyone has features that make them unique. When you shave your head completely bald, those features will now be your focal point of your look.
Yeah, but what if you're ugly?
I know.
Because, I mean, there's some dudes that have shaved their head, and I'm like, you know, the problem with this, it's nothing on your head, but now I just can't help but look at your face.
And there are some.
Unfortunate.
There are some ugly bald dudes.
There are some really, really ugly. Look, bald does not make you look better or worse. If you're ugly, you still stay ugly. If you're good looking, you stay good looking.
They say you'll look.
Yeah, I mean, the back of my head's terrible.
They say you'll look more athletic and muscular.
I believe that.
Yeah.
People think you could ride a motorcycle.
Damn right.
Think or brew beer,
you know?
Yeah, you guys are beer brewers.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am.
And I'm a gym bro.
A gym bro, yeah.
Sometimes people think I'm racist.
Yeah, you pull it off. Do you find yourself in conversations you did not mean to be in?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's one way to find out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not accusing me of racism. You assume I am also a racist. Yes, this is a different conversation.
Oh, you think I agree with you.
Or on the other hand, I've been in other situations where they're like, how do you know that?
Mm-hmm. But
I just spent a week.
I like rap music. Yeah, I know black people.
I just spent a week in Oregon. If we're all in a bar together, I would not be able to find you guys.
Yeah. That's good call.
You think I'm kidding? I don't know. Oh, that's not him.
Benefits.
Actually, I did coach your nephew in football.
Benefits of shaving your head completely bald. They say it'll take weight off your shoulders. No pun intended.
Oh, wow.
Take weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, basically. It says, when struggling with hair loss, it's not uncommon to suffer from anxiety and depression at the mere thought of going bald. With every failed remedy or treatment, your self-esteem plummets further. When a man's hair starts thinning or he realizes he's going bald, he usually feels depressed and tends to be very self-conscious about himself. He'll soon realize that wearing hats and other disguises is not solving his problem, nor does it help boost his confidence.
How is anyone shocked that they're going bald?
I don't think
I know there's extenuating circumstances, right? But generally speaking, you can look at your family and go like, uh-oh.
but you never quite think it's going to be you. Because nobody in my
family... It's going
to
be you.
Nobody in my family went bald. I was the first to, I think I was the first one to really commit to it, because I looked at my hair and was like, this stuff is going away.
Wait, was it thinning or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was, okay, so, my bald spot was getting bigger, and it was just thin, and it was just looking gross, and I was like, nope.
I also think, I mean, eventually, are we just not going to have bald people? Because those hair transplants are so good now, and then there's other stuff people start using when it starts thinning.
Right.
And then, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of people, it's like, yeah, go get it, and they just have hair.
I'll be honest, man, I like being bald.
Same.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't know that I'd do it now.
What's that?
Be bald.
Or have hair.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Like, now, nah, man, I'm digging this, and it's easy.
Yeah, I'm with you. You may enjoy better career progression. Hell yeah. What,
by not looking older?
I mean, three out of the four guys on this show got to where we are because we're bald.
Just being confident. You know, if you rock it, you look good, you know.
Yeah. They say summers are breezy.
Yeah, winters are cold.
Right. You can use the stocking caps, and I'll tell you what.
What's that like having a cold breeze of air hitting the top of your
head?
Riveting,
a cold
actually.
Breeze is not bad, but like cold raindrops, man.
Oh,
like
God.
It's worse than snow. I can't even explain. Mm-hmm. So people are like, why do you always wear a hat? I'm like, my hat essentially is my hair.
Right.
You don't realize how much colder.
Yeah.
Everything. I remember the first day I shaved my head. Now I love the feeling, but I did not realize how cold your pillow was.
Oh, yeah.
I had never felt it.
I do like a cold
on
pillow.
My head, man. Oh, yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. Now it's great.
One thing that I did not see coming is that how quickly your head turns to Velcro. And so things like stocking caps, that's kind of your classic bald look, especially in the wintertime. Your head, it still has those little teeny tiny microfibrous hairs, and that is absolute Velcro. And those stocking caps do not slide on.
Kind of like when you blow your nose with toilet paper and you look up and it looks like you got a white mustache.
Exactly,
now. Dude.
So
you call them beanies already.
My bad. Stocking caps.
Stocking cap is what you wear when you're about to rob a convenience store.
Or if I gotta get a goose from Ebenezer Scrooge.
I've got on my nightgown and my stocking cap.
Oh, heavens.
Somebody here, Mike, on the text line says, I feel personally attacked.
Uh-oh.
I was just having a small crisis about noticing how large my bald spot had gotten on the back of my head.
Shave it, dude.
Just do it.
No, one of your friends, as soon as you do it, they'll all go, good job.
Good work. Women will love you.
Shave it.
We all hold on too long.
We do.
Oh, everybody does, man.
We do. moving on. But then the number one benefit of shaving your head completely bald, this one I got to read a little bit more on, but they say you'll be at a lower risk of illness.
What?
Yeah. A recent UK study found that if you start going bald at a young age, you'll have a 45% less chance of getting prostate cancer than someone with a full head of hair. This is due to high testosterone levels in the body, as long-term exposure to large quantities of DHT is thought to dramatically reduce the growth of tumors. These findings were entirely opposed to those historical studies, which suggested that high testosterone levels actually increase the growth of tumors. So if you're like me and begin to notice your hair falling out in clumps before the age of 30, you may well be at a lower risk of illness, such as prostate cancer, in later life.
Clean head, clean ass, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'm living.
A man in Tennessee was hiding from officers trying to arrest him on murder charges, and you'll never believe how they found him, Miles.
How did they find him?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.